is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Christy Stratton.
And I'm Kyle Dotson.
Wait, what was that name before yours, Kyle?
It was a name we haven't heard in a long time.
That name at all?
Has it been that long?
It's been a long time. Like, okay. We saw you when we watched Erg, A Music War, but yes. We haven't recorded. And if I pulled up the schedule, yeah, you haven't been on for months.
Yeah,
like a long time. Like at the end of the year, when I look at it, it's going to be like Christy was on two times or three times, and we have to get you in here for the year-end edition
for sure.
We'll make that happen.
Yeah.
It'll be on a Sunday. We'll work around your schedule to make that happen.
Well, I apologize. And I come here just looking like a ragamuffin. Honestly, if Pilar walked in here looking like this, you'd be like, who assaulted you, Pilar? What happened? Let's call the police.
Who assaulted you? I had friends in over the weekend. My best friend from high school and his wife and his new wife, second wife. Mm-hmm. And hey, Jim, if you're listening. And I came out, I showered and everything, and I go, when I record with the girls, I shower. When I record with the guys, I just throw a hat on. Like bullshit. But I showered today. I showered for you, Christy.
Oh, thank you. I wish I could say the same. Although I don't know when I showered. Like, I have no idea when that happened. At some point in the last few days.
You look fine.
Oh, and I'm wearing my my Zumu. Yes. It's I would call it a maxi dress. Mm-hmm. My husband calls it my Zumu because I wear it to the zoo. I just couldn't be bothered, to be quite frank. I'm kidding. I've just been so busy. And
plus, you have to put yourself together every single day now at work. You can't go in with a ball cap on and a ponytail.
No, these people, like, they dress, like, not in suits.
Right.
But maybe one guy will be in shorts.
And that guy's on the outs. He's ready to get his pink slip very shortly.
And the one other woman wears beautiful high heels every day.
Is anyone in jeans, but nice jeans?
Yeah.
Jeans, but a hard shoe, not a sneaker?
Well, but like a sneaker, but like a nice sneaker. Like a, you know, something purchased in the past month or so.
Yeah, like a designer, like a new Nike.
Yeah, or they might be cleaning them every night with some type of a cleanser.
Actually, they go home at night and they put those in the incinerator and pull a new box
pull
down.
A new bear down.
Yeah.
Well, look, as you know, the episode that had your name on it, attached to it as writer this year.
Yes.
Your family. That was indeed my favorite episode so far.
Really?
And I'm not just kidding. And I know how it works. I know it's written by committee and then everyone gets handed their on-screen credit or however it works.
Well,
but still.
For us, it's the writer or writers write the first draft.
Right. And then it's...
And then it's kind of put through the mill. But a lot of the things that, you know, not only do a lot of the things or ideas or sometimes jokes get through, but also you're on set.
Yeah.
There are a couple of my jokes that I pitched on set because other things didn't work that got in. And then you're kind of ushering the editing process. Mm-hmm. You're kind of giving notes. And so you do have some ownership of it, even though all the words aren't yours per se. And I learned a lesson. My partner, Danny Zucker, on this episode said, you should go on Twitter because people are saying really nice things about our episode. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I was so excited and people were quoting our jokes and it was great. And I was kind of interacting with a couple of them. And there was one joke that Martin Short says, or she's like, I don't understand anything that's going on here. And he says, I feel the same way when I watch Empire. And that was partially my joke. Empire was my joke, but the setup was someone else's. But I was really like excited that kind of got some play. And this one person said, ooh, burn on Empire. And I, you know, I'm the writer. Okay. So I tweet back. The joke was meant about him.
Yeah.
That he's
an older white guy.
Right,
and he doesn't get it. Yeah.
Thinking like, you know, I'm bestowing you with the origin of the whatever. And they tweet back, well, if you have to explain it,
Well, yeah, I have to explain to you because you don't get
well,
it.
Well, that's what I said. So I said you can go only in. To you, and then I deleted it. Yeah, I'm good. Like, I can't
fight
get
with
into
ghosts.
It. But I'm just not. So I'm like, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to. I don't need to just refresh and see what nice things. I don't have to. I'm not. No.
Yeah. As that woman, as that person's typing it, they should go, oh, I didn't get it. Oh, okay. Not every stupid. It was a great joke.
You know, whatever.
And who was the Martin Short? Who was the? You had two guest stars on that one. Who was the other guest star? Oh my God!
Who was the other guest
Short
star?
Short was on. He had like two great guest stars,
right? Why can't I think of the other story?
Because I can't think of what happened.
Oh, we
yesterday.
Had the guy who played Dwight. Which, by the way, I named him Dwight Bullard because Bullard is a family name of mine. And that didn't clear, like there's someone named Dwight Bullard. So we were like Ballard, Bullock. We went with Bullock. And then we were like, oh no. Only after the fact did we put together like Sandra Bullock and that he was blindsided, like that, you know, the whole blindside thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, people are going to think that we did that intentionally. But no one caught it. So I don't even know if his name was in the episode anywhere.
Well,
but
look, that was a great episode. It was
who was the other guest?
Are you gonna try to find out?
Yeah, I'll find out.
Okay. Oh my gosh. So, the reason I'm blanking is we're shooting next week. Maybe you're thinking of Andy Daly?
Yeah, Andy Daly. Okay. That's who I'm thinking
of. Because he's kind of recurring. And
yeah,
he's going to be in my episode that we're shooting next week with
I love
Vanessa
him.
Bayer. Like, I'm going to be emailing Vanessa Bayer after I leave
from
here.
Saturday Night Live.
We are so excited. One thing I love about working on the show is I can be like, or we can write like, oh, she's a Vanessa Bayer type.
Yeah.
And then we can
get Bayer.
Vanessa Bayer. And I couldn't be more thrilled.
Now,
we're all
her,
in love with her.
With her Saturday Night Live schedule, are they off for the week? And so
yes.
She can do it?
So she can only, I think, do Thursday. So we're putting all of her and Andy stuff on that day.
Yeah. What's her relationship with Andy on the show?
Well, it's the moms, Gloria and Claire, are trying to, because she's this uppity, tightly wound PTA mom that's always roping them into stuff.
Perfect.
And they're like, well, if we could set her up with someone and kind of get her off our backs, that maybe she can be distracted and, you know, get herself into. And so they're like, who's a man? Is there a man? What man can we set her up with? And like Andy Daly's going by going, Siri, record Antiques Roadshow. And they're like, man, is there any man here? And they're like it's the snowball, they're chaperoning the Christmas dance and whatever. So we're going to shoot that.
Is there is there a soundstage for that show or is everything?
Yes, we are at the Fox Lot.
What sets are on there?
Just the houses. Just all the houses. And so like this, we have to shoot.
Totally
at a
always seems like you're filming at a real house. It really does.
Really? Well, the exteriors are, but that's it. Yeah. It looks really great when you're walking around in the upstairs, you go up and those rooms are practical.
Be careful
rooms.
With that one step though. Phil has to still fix that.
I don't know. I think they've moved past that.
I think once a year, they seem to throw it in.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway. It's very, very challenging and just drains me. And my son, by the way, doesn't even, like, he'll walk in the door. I'll hear him and he'll go, Daddy. And I'll be like, no, it's Mommy. And I'll be like, all right. Yeah. I'll be like, okay, where's Daddy?
There'll be a hiatus. There'll be a Christmas
break.
Well,
it might be a longer hiatus than necessary.
Well, then those people are stupid.
No.
Okay. Before we start, I want to, I guess last episode I said some of the people who have donated and then I got a message from a guy who said, you didn't say my name, not trying to be a dick, but you didn't say my name. So, okay, Steve-O Dockerson there. I've said your name. he hosts something called the Hobcast where what do we call you, Steve-O? Are you an elf? Are you you're not a hobbit,
but you're a halfling,
maybe a halfling. It's a fun show. I've been on it. But there, Steve-O, I said your name. So now I'm just going to go through and name a couple other people who have donated.
Cool.
Okay, Travis Kennedy is a recurring donator. Anne Aluni is a recurring donator. Our friend Joshua Fitzgerald.
Oh.
He's recurring. John Quigley. Colin Mansfield's recurring. Steve Gellowitz Jr. The old man doesn't donate, but Gellowitz Jr. is recurring. Karen Landry from Canada, recurring. Kevin Quinn. Chris Brainerd, And he sent a note. Sometimes they send a note. So here's Chris Brainerd. He said, "Pat, over the past year, Rock Solid has gone from a podcast that I would occasionally check out to being one of my favorites.
To one I never listened to.
Again. To being one of my favorites. Something I look forward to every week. Thanks for all the entertainment. Keep up the great work, Chris." Thank you, Chris. Will Pfeiffer is recurring. Dan Watkins, Darren.
I think it's Pfeiffer.
Will Pfeiffer. Why do I not want to say the P?
You mean,
I always think that the P is always silent. You think it's Pfeiffer?
I think it's Pfeiffer. I think he's sent us before and said that it's Pfeiffer.
All right. Will Pfeiffer. Sorry, Will. I guess we're going to lose that recurring donation now. Dan Watkins, Darren Ficarelli is recurring. Craig Smith from the Same Page cast, who did not need to donate. Craig, you did not need to do that, but I appreciate it. Patrick Dupuis. That's good with names.
Steve-O's a troll. I found out.
Steve-O the troll. He's a troll.
Hob the troll.
There, Hob the troll. Are you happy, Steve-O? Mike Betts. Jamie Miller. Hi, Pat. Love the podcast. Being originally from Pennsylvania near Allentown. That's too much information. I get a kick when you talk about your hometown. You have a great mixture of guests, comedy, and music that other podcasts cannot match. Some others are a bit boring. I think you guys know who you are. I've been catching up with the older episodes during my gym workouts, and hey, Eye of the Tiger to this woman. and worry that I'll only get to listen to one episode a week soon. Keep it coming, and thanks. That's from Jamie Miller. And thank you, Jamie, for your donation. I think I owe a couple of these people a Live from the Rock Solid Studio CD, and those will be coming, I'm going to say this week. I've been saying that for the past month. Also, Aaron Ack. ACH, how would you say that? Ack?
I think so. I think we settled on the Kathy when April was here.
She said Ack?
Yeah.
Okay, and Aaron Ack. Okay, those. I think I've got all the people who have donated recently, so listen to what I'm doing.
Oh.
You farting into the mic?
Tearing it up?
You don't need to do that. That's not really...
Now I remember. I'm not tearing the people
up. Oh, you're
I'm
just like, that's something
that's
I've
done.
Accomplished.
I've put it away.
Got you actually
it.
Brought every CD that you brought today, and you're gonna tear, you're gonna break it.
As
in the
I
mic.
Play the song, I'm gonna break the CD. All right, Christy, what else is happening? Anything else happening?
Well, did you guys already talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominations?
We have not, because it just came out this past week.
This is gonna be a tougher year. I think it's a tougher year for my boys.
Because who do you think could possibly... First of all, I would just want to say, Jane's Addiction, get him off the list.
Yeah.
What happened to the Smiths?
I think they're still... I think they were on, weren't they?
They were not on this year.
That's weird.
Or it was like, weren't they on last year? And then...
Yeah.
So.
A few people are like that. Like, I think Green Day...
Green Day's in.
Green Day's already in.
They're in.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. That's what
you're saying. There are probably other ones that are were in and then out, and then
because the Cars are back on, and
Yes
is back
on,
Chic is back on.
Yep, and now we have Pearl Jam to deal with.
Pearl Jam's definitely getting in, right?
I can't. I just
you don't like Pearl Jam.
I don't dislike Pearl Jam.
I don't dislike them either, but I feel like they're going to get in immediately.
I feel like they're going
to
get in
because they continue to have a large fan base. They continue to tour and they continue to record.
Oh, and no, you know what? Who I'm really worried about is Kraftwerk. Kraftwerk. Oh, everyone's like, I've only heard that one song, but let's put them in because they're, we're the cool kids and we have to anoint them. Another one is, Bad Brains. I'm like, Rick produced Bad Brains.
Yes, yes.
Like, those two are worrisome to me because I think when you consider yourself like an artiste, mm-hmm. that you're going to put those in.
Yeah. And Jane's Addiction, for me, they had two albums and then a 13-year hiatus. Well, I can't say any words today. A 13-year hiatus. And then they've had two albums since then. But like not things, like four songs from Jane's Addiction.
Right. But
I think it's more because Perry created Lollapalooza. But then give him a special award, but not
right.
the band.
I.
So that's one for me that I would go for, I definitely go for the Cars.
And yes, definitely.
Come on, guys.
Right.
I think Yes will get in this year, especially because someone died.
Yeah. Chris Squire, the one guy that was there the entire time. We couldn't give it to him while he was alive. You jerks.
Yeah. So I think they'll put them in.
Journey's on the list.
Yep. Yep.
And I mean, they have the number one most downloaded song of all time with Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah.
But I don't expect them to I expect them might, that they might not get in this year. I would rather have.
Okay. I think maybe.
I think they might too.
Yeah.
Because that'd be great. And
how great would that show be?
That would be great. Those guys don't have any animosity from what I've read recently. They're all.
Okay.
I've even read.
So Steve Perry will be there, you think?
As long as Steve Perry doesn't pull a.
Peter Cetera?
Peter Cetera. But when they got their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, every single member of Journey showed up, past and present. Every single one.
Wow. I love that.
Steve Augeri, George Tickner, who played on the first album.
He was dressed as Elmo that day. He just took his head off and came over.
Greg Raleigh.
Every single person.
Wow. Yeah, I love that.
So they're obviously going to show up at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm.
So who else is on that list this year?
Some woman singer that I'm like, oh, yeah, she needs
to. Chaka Khan is on.
And Janet Jackson's back.
Yeah, but I mean, how many are they gonna? How many do they pick? Because sometimes they pick more. There's no like set.
Last year it was five.
Yeah.
So I'm fearful that they have cut it down, knowing that like who's coming down the pike? No one.
Yeah.
They're probably gonna put Tupac in, right? Isn't he nominated?
If it wasn't the Cars, yeah. Then I would be like. Absolutely, I can see that, but I can't right now.
Right, I have the whole list. I'm gonna read top to bottom.
Okay,
Bad Brains.
No.
Chaka Khan.
No.
Chic. Mm.
Everyone keeps saying that Chic. It should be Nile Rodgers.
Yes,
should go in.
Agreed.
But not Chic.
Agreed. Because
Nile Rodgers produced Duran Duran and David Bowie and 100%. All kinds of stuff.
Yes.
Okay, keep going.
Depeche Mode.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, they're in. Okay. I think this is they're in.
That's my,
for sure.
That's our first number one.
ELO.
Yes, they're in. I'm telling you, this is their Chicago.
How is Jeff Lynne not in as just, well, because his solo career, I mean, he's more known for producing and being a Wilbury.
And ruining the Beatles.
Okay, so we're saying yes to Jeff Lynne and ELO.
100%.
Okay, keep going.
Those two.
Jay Giles Band.
No, not this time.
Okay.
I don't think so.
If
you're
going
to take a band from Boston, it has to be the Cars.
Hello.
Okay.
Jane's Addiction.
No, never. Get them off the list.
Janet Jackson.
Look, if we're going to have a person of color in there, I would rather have Janet Jackson than Tupac. And she's a woman.
I would rather have Chaka Khan than Janet.
Hmm. All right.
Joan Baez.
That's the one. She's in. She's in. She's in. She's in.
I don't know, but maybe.
I know. She's in.
And there were no women last year. There should be a person of color and a woman every year. Okay, keep going.
Joe Tex.
I don't even know what.
Don't
did
know
you just make
is.
A mistake?
No.
Did you accidentally go to another page? Who's Joe Tex?
I don't know. So no.
So no, I've never even heard of that. Keep going.
Oh, he's a black blues singer.
Yeah, I've never heard of him though. Never.
Yeah, I don't know that name.
Okay, keep going.
Journey.
Maybe.
Kraftwerk.
I'm telling you, these people think they're
a Kraftwerk song. What's the song?
It's called The Model. It was on MTV. That's the only one I
know.
April would know.
Are they innovators? Did they like?
I think they probably
a lot of other bands.
That German new wave, whatever.
Would like Depeche Mode say, "Oh, Kraftwerk was an influence"?
Yes. Yeah, I think.
But we have to put Depeche Mode in first because everyone knows them.
It's gonna be tough.
Keep going.
MC5.
Oh, that's a tough one.
I know. Why do the Cars have to go up this year? Like, this
MC5 is tough.
It's tough.
All right, keep going.
Pearl Jam.
Yeah, I think they're in.
Oh, my God.
So there's four that we think are definite.
Steppenwolf?
No.
Not this year.
Or ever.
I don't know.
How many? Name two Steppenwolf songs.
Magic Carpet Ride and Born to Be Wild.
Name three.
They're not Bad to the Bone, are they?
No, that's George Thorogood. He'll never be in.
No.
He's got his award with that money.
Yes,
he every time they use that in the movie.
The Cars.
We hope.
And then The Zombies. No.
There's some tough competition here.
They're going to get some votes, is all I'm saying.
Tupac.
He's going to get some votes.
He's going to get some votes.
And yes.
Yes,
they're
going to
get some votes.
They're in.
I mean, it seems like they have to put more than five in.
That's a tough year.
That's really tough.
Well, yeah. You could immediately eliminate some of these things, like Jane's addiction.
And text.
I don't know, though. Just because we don't know, you know.
I go from, like, I'm someone, when I look at the whole thing, I go, okay, what's their longevity been? How many, what was their output? Did they have hits? Did they sell records? Now, I know, and then were they influential?
Right.
If it was like Louis Armstrong, which he's probably already in, but like people know who he is, or like Miles Davis, you know, right, who he is. Right. No one knows who, or like we don't know who Joe Tex is.
But
really,
I think a lot of these blues guys were taken advantage of, and in ways that, like, we don't know.
Like, if Mick Jagger and Keith Richards have a vote, they're going to check Joe Tex's box, probably.
Absolutely. 100%.
You know, the guys from Zeppelin, they're going to check.
Pick Joan Baez, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, as long as they don't put Trump in there.
No Trump. Trump's not going in.
Brother. Yeah, it's going to be tough. I can't look.
Now, if you said, name one of those people that you definitely think is going in this year, I would say Pearl Jam, to be honest.
ELO.
ELO.
Okay. And Depeche Mode. I think those two are definites.
Okay.
This might be why we don't know Joe Tex, because in 1966, he changed his name to Yusef Aziz. That ring any bells?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm sure there was just probably more that we just don't know.
Well, Pardo said that if Journey gets in, we're going to go again this year, and we're going to get the press passes again.
Oh, cool. I'm going if the Cars are in, but that's...
Well, then I hope Journey and the Cars both get in, we'll try to get three press passes.
And Yes is the other one I think is a for sure. I think ELO, Depeche Mode, and Yes are definites.
I mean, Yes, when you say prog rock... You think of Yes first. Yes.
Oh, I say Yes. No.
You say no to Yes? You know,
no,
and
they're in.
And when you, I mean, Journey is not influential. They respond from Santana, and they were a jam band for three albums, and then Steve Perry came in, and then they became, I mean, people call it corporate rock, but I don't know what you call it. But I mean, they're extremely popular to this day.
Yes.
But they're not. Musically, they're not influential. So in that way, I almost think the Cars are more influential.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure. But...
So Journey might have a rough go this year.
If you just look at the radio, they play more Cars songs than Journey songs, because they only play like one or two Journey songs.
I do feel like I hear more variety of songs from the Cars than I do from Journey. From Journey, we hear Wheel in the Sky and Don't Stop Believing
in
Separate Ways and Any Way You Want It, and that might be it.
Right.
There's not a lot of...
And those all sound the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the Cars, I feel like you hear all three big songs from the first album. I hear Moving in Stereo on the radio still.
Bye Bye Love, I still hear.
You know, Let's Go still play. And then anything
you might think was on a TV show.
Shake It Up, you still hear. And then all the hits from Heartbeat City still get played too. So, I mean, that's big. That's big.
I can't. Luckily, I'm very distracted. I'm not going to count the days or anything. Like,
have you voted, though?
Yeah.
Well,
you can vote every day, everybody.
Yeah, let's vote.
Let's do it.
You know, it helped to get Peter Cetera there. Oh, no, it didn't. It still makes me angry, and I'm not even that attached to Chicago, but it makes me mad when 30 million of your fans vote, and then you decide not to go. That's kind of the middle finger to the fans, I think. And people will go, hey, you know, they don't owe the fans anything. They've given them the music, blah, blah, blah. But no, you do. Because when you walk into your mansion and step into your Porsche, you have to say, why do I have this stuff? Oh, those people that bought those records. And they weren't buying the Peter Cetera albums.
No.
Bought the Chicago albums. And he'll never be in as a solo artist.
No. We had a big, I was overhearing a big argument about the Bob Dylan getting the Nobel Prize, and there was some scuttlebutt that he wasn't going to be there to receive it or go, like he couldn't be bothered or something.
I think he's probably embarrassed by it.
Oh.
He probably kind of maybe thinks, I didn't pick up my guitar to get this kind of an accolade. He might even think that he doesn't deserve it. I don't know that he's being a dick. I think he's probably being like, if you don't acknowledge it and you don't go, you know, you could go and be humbled by it.
Right.
But he might be like, I don't know, even know what to make of this. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
what do you think? What was the, I interrupted your...
No. It was very interesting because most people were like, yeah, you show up and like, who do you think you are?
Yeah. Ghostbusters.
which by the way, I saw the female Ghostbusters. It was hilarious. It's the good. Story was all over the place, but I laughed so much.
Yeah. I thought the girls were funny.
So
the girls,
funny.
I wish I wouldn't have said that. I thought the actors were funny.
So funny. All four of them
and
made me laugh.
Very excited to go trick-or-treating this year and see all the little girls dressed as Ghostbusters.
Oh.
You mean Harley Quinn?
Harley Quinn and Ghostbusters. But please, don't put your kids in the slutty Harley Quinn costume. Oh. Rita was Harley Quinn last year.
Are we going to play music?
Joe Texas, nobody wants to hear.
Oh, you say that every time. But, you know, the episode that is up right now from last week, April and I talked for 35 minutes about our parents. And I before we even started to play music, and I had so many emails, you would not believe, that just said, if you guys would have just talked about your parents for 90 minutes, I would have loved this show just as much. So
welcome to Rock Parents.
Rock Parents.
Yeah.
More bad parents.
Do you want to hear Joe Texas number one?
Yeah,
number
two. Yes.
He had a number two song?
Yeah.
What year?
72, I believe.
1972?
71 or 72.
And was he Joe Tex still at that time?
Yep. Well, I guess on the record.
Let's hear.
This is I Gotcha. This is in Reservoir Dogs, I think.
Oh. Be the day that you quit your boyfriend. I'll be the next one to ease on me. You promised me it would be just us two. Yeah. I'll be the only man kissing on you. Yeah. Now kiss me. Hold it a long time. Hold it.
All right, that's fine.
Terrific.
It's fine. It's not put him in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Terrific.
Well, we don't know his.
I thought he was
canon.
A blues guy. That sounds like a funk.
Yeah, tune. I like him.
Joe Tex and the Textons.
I bet Siegel has some Joe Tex.
Probably Siegel probably does know Joe Tex. Well, I have all of. He probably texts with him. I have Siegel's whole CD collection in my garage right now.
You want to go through it?
I have gone through it. It's okay. All right, can I start because I have more songs than you?
Yes.
It's the only way. Otherwise, I let the lady go first.
Please, by all means.
But I want to go first because my first song, it's dedicated to you.
What?
And it's probably a song you don't even like, but it's dedicated to you. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
First of all, you haven't been here for a while because you're busy with life and your new job, which I'm so happy that you have.
Thank you.
Because it's on a show that I love. And that show is called Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to play this. Oh, and today's topic is man, woman, and child. And we're going to play songs that have man, woman, or child in the title. And so this one's for you, Christy. This is by Billy Joel. This is Modern Woman.
Ah. You see her sitting with a coffee and a paper with her high top sneakers of Italian design. Long, cool stare, she aggravates attention. Makes up a face while she makes up her mind. Now you're in trouble, maybe she's an intellectual. What if she figures out you're not very smart? Well, maybe she's a quiet type who's into heavy metal. Boy, you got to get it settled, cause she's breaking your heart. Don't try to put on an act, you can't do that to Modern Woman. And you're an old-fashioned man, she understands the things you're doing. She's a modern.
I haven't heard that song for so long. And
I haven't either.
It's still fun, but it sounds a little cheesy, too.
Right. Well, production during that time sounded like that. Now, was that on an album of his?
Yes, that's on The Bridge from 1986.
Because I remember it from Ruthless People, a wonderful film.
Yes, it was in Ruthless People.
And what it was played during a sequence of, like, Bette Midler has been kidnapped.
Yes.
And it's like, I'm going to lose weight. Like, that's how I better myself.
Yeah.
And look hot. If I'm going to be down here, I'm going to lose weight.
It was a good message.
To be more appealing to, yes.
But then doesn't she get strong too? And doesn't she fight her way out? Doesn't she escape?
It's actually a wonderful film.
I wonder if it still holds up.
I wonder.
I was just talking about this last night with my friends that were staying with me. We were saying, you know, if you go see a dramatic movie and it's not good, it's still a dramatic movie usually. Or if you go see a horror movie, you know, like, it's still a horror movie. But if you go see a comedy, and it's not funny, it's really failed on every level.
What is it?
I know. What is it? It's just a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen, what was the last good comedy that I saw? Man, it's so tough.
Was it like Horrible Bosses?
I did like Keanu.
That's good.
I did, Keanu. Did you
like that?
Did you see it?
I didn't see it. No, but I love those guys.
I really liked it a lot. They use the N-word so many times, but it's two black guys that aren't hardcore trying to be hardcore. So every time they say it, it's just like so hysterical.
I liked the new Vacation movie. We caught it like on some kind of a thing, and I'm like, this is very funny. I mean, yes, anytime that there was those big things that are like, oh, yeah, right. But
I laughed a lot at it, but I wouldn't. But it's still only about a six. But I did laugh a lot, and Chris Hemsworth was hysterical.
So funny.
So funny. And so ugly.
Yeah, just really hard to look at.
Yeah. But, that scene when he's in his underwear and his junk is flopping around. It's gigantic, which has got to be, that's like a fake penis.
I'm sure.
What were you going to say, Kyle? Have you seen a funny movie lately?
No.
I did like Horrible Bosses, but that's quite a few years back.
Yeah, that's a wonderful movie.
Yeah, that's a really funny movie.
Yeah.
All right, your turn.
I'm just going to start with the best of them. Of all my songs, I love them all, but you really don't get any better than Stevie Wonder in anything you're going to choose.
What's a song that be?
It's Boogie on Reggae Woman.
I don't even know if I know it. Well, I know it when I hear it.
Yes.
Let me hear it.
I like to see you move right across the floor.
I've heard that song though before.
Really?
Yeah. What's it called? Let me see if I have that in my iTunes library here. I have a playlist called Soul Brothers, and that's good. It's got Al Green and Sam Cooke and
sure.
Okay, what's that song called?
Boogie on.
Oh yeah, Boogie on Reggae Woman. Yeah, I have that from Original Music Aquarium 1, Volume 2.
Yes,
I got that. I got that right from Mike Siegel's collection. I did. He had that. Mm. Oh, this is not even close to Stevie Wonder. This is a guy named Alice Cooper.
Okay.
So we're gonna.
I'm listening.
You started from where it's queued up, but then we're gonna jump to that other part and find what happens. This song is from 2003, The Eyes of Alice Cooper. This is my favorite Alice Cooper album. I love this album top to bottom. This song is called Man of the Year. Now jump to the other time code and let's see what happens to the man.
Because it sounds great. It's like he sounds like he's loving life.
And let's find out what happens to the man of the year.
The queen made me a knight. The pope made me a saint. The president plays golf with me. I made Madonna faint. So why am I so lonely? It was the greatest funeral, I laid in perfect state. And later I will meet the Lord, I bet he just can't wait to meet the man of the year.
Huh, okay.
How about that?
That's something.
Well, he's the guy that you think it's everything's perfect, and then he offs himself.
Yeah. Okay. No, it was, I, okay.
That's a great album. The Eyes of Alice Cooper. It's so good.
Okay.
And you can buy, the CD covers came with, the eyes were different colors, red, green, blue.
Hmm.
Love it. Okay. That song took a turn you didn't like.
No, I mean, it was creatively, interesting.
Alice is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I assume.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, if Kiss is, Alice had to be.
For sure.
20 years ago. All right, what's your next tune?
From Physical Graffiti, Black Country Woman. Oh, yeah.
Hey, hey, baby, why you treating me mean?
Very nice.
Right, getting the lead out, getting a little lead out.
So this brings me to this next thing. I just read before you got here today an excerpt from Phil Collins' new book called I'm Not Dead Yet.
And okay.
He talks about the Led Zeppelin reunion at Live Aid. And how when he got there, he didn't know that he was going to be drumming with Tony Thompson.
Okay.
And he said Tony Thompson was just basically giving Phil the look like, if this band's getting back together, I'm their drummer. And basically like, so I don't know. I think Phil says, I don't know what this old fuck is doing here. And then Phil Collins says that it, the whole thing's a mess. He goes, I wanted to walk off. He said, Robert does not sound good.
Right.
Jimmy was not on his game.
Out of tune, the guitars and
He said the whole thing was a mess. He said, if I felt I could have walked off, I would have. He goes, because it was that bad. He goes, and I'm sure everyone blames the guy from Genesis for it being bad.
No, they. I've read that they all knew that it was just bad. Like, it, I don't think he's any more blame is put on him than just that. Just they thought it was like the curse. There was, you know, they're cursed and all that.
Yeah, I want to read that. I want to read his book though, because I feel like he'll have a lot of stuff to, you know, talk about with his solo career and Genesis.
And did you know he is the premier collector of Alamo artifacts?
I did not.
I don't know how I stumbled on this fact, but like all of the Alamo stuff is overseas.
Wow.
What happens, like right, the Alamo is still there, but the...
I remember it.
Okay. They've rebuilt a lot of it, but there's a lot of whatever. But there are hotels around it and like a Riverwalk. Mm-hmm. It's really nice. I love San Antonio. But where the... across the street... Mm-hmm. There's a map store.
Okay.
And Phil apparently was like, oh, I bet if I dig under this map store that I'm going to find some stuff. And so because he's got money to burn, he did. And he found some stuff. I don't know.
That's amazing.
Plates, forks, bullets. I don't know. What have you. But he has. And of course, Texans are like, oh, this is a, you know, these are fakes. And like this, like they don't believe who is this British guy coming over and, you know, doing all this.
I'm sure when he passes, he'll probably leave those back to the people of.
Who knows? But Texas. I hope he talks about it.
Yeah, I'll have to look through. If there's an index, I'll immediately go to Alamo. Will be my first. My first stop in that book.
I just love that. It makes me love him, really.
Did you know that we just had a songwriter on? Do you know who Kelly and Steinberg are? Tom Kelly and Billy Steinberg?
Sounds familiar, right?
Well, we had Tom Kelly on, one half of the writing team. Here's some songs that they wrote together. True Colors.
Okay.
Like a Virgin.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Eternal Flame.
Okay, yes.
I'll Stand By You.
Oh, your favorite song.
Yeah. Alone by Heart.
Good night.
Yeah. And he was the most nicest and most humble guy. He's like, we had a pretty good run for a couple years. Pretty good run, Mailbox Money.
Yeah, I mean, are they like just sitting on a pile of cash, or?
I would assume so. I mean, True Colors is in that new Trolls movie. They just recorded. Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick just did a version of
it. Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, so I mean, but he was super nice. And all the songs that he wrote, I'm like, I bet Christy likes these songs.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
His story about Like a Virgin is they had the... They had the lyrics for years and they just couldn't figure out the music, he said. And he had got this new keyboard and he was just totally goofing around just to make his writing partner laugh, you know, ding, 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 ding. And he was sort of just singing it really silly. And then they were like, well, wait a minute. Maybe that's how this song goes.
How funny. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Oh, that's a cool story. I like it.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let me play our first song that has the word child in it.
Okay.
Let's hear. I'm not even going to say. Everyone knows this song.
No one knows who she is.
I almost
what
brought
her name is. I don't know where she came from or what her game is. A child in the city. A child in the city.
Such a great tune still.
It's great. I remember roller skating to this at the rink.
I'm surprised no one's ever covered that.
It's great.
Yeah, it's great. How do you just have that one and then nothing else?
Nothing. I don't know.
I don't know. Nick Gilder looks like Riff Raff from Rocky Horror.
See, I always thought Riff Raff was appealing. Like, I found him sexy.
Well, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But he also looked creepy.
For sure. That was part of it, though.
Yeah. Have you seen the show Masters of Sex?
I've seen a few episodes, yes.
You know the woman that plays Ben Masters, like, secretary?
Oh, I can't remember.
Well, she was magenta in this, and I thought she was the only good thing about the Rocky Horror TV
the
special.
African-American young woman, Christina Milian?
No. She played Riff Raff's sister. What's her name? Maybe she is
Columbia?
Columbia?
One of the, I don't know.
You're thinking of Columbia. Magenta is Riff Raff's sister.
Okay, she played Columbia then.
Okay.
Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle, you just saw Rocky Horror at the theater in the past year or so for the first time, right?
I've seen it 3 times now.
Oh, well, bragging.
What did you think of it?
When you first saw it at the theater?
Because I had seen it like the movie before, but it was better in the theater. It's better to like sit.
Yeah.
I'm curious because I haven't seen it. Oh, you know what? I saw it, I don't know, 20 years ago, but that music is so great.
It really
is. So great.
Yeah, even when they started, even though I didn't like what the versions they were doing, like as soon as Brad started to sing Damn It, Janet, which I hated this TV version, but I was like, these songs are so great.
They're so great.
The opening theme is amazing.
So great.
It's such a great song.
I remember I was working for a producer in the early 90s, mid 90s, and he somehow got a copy of Richard O'Brien had written a musical thing, movie about hell.
Okay.
And reading it, I'm like, what is this? It's nothing. But I don't know if it's because it's just on the page. And I wonder if Rocky Horror, if you just read it on the page, you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
Because so much of it is these people and the actors and the music and the whole, but I don't know whatever happened to that, but I read it.
Did Richard O'Brien record any solo albums? Cause I mean, he has an amazing voice.
Does it? Oh,
well, he sings the opening theme to Rocky Horror.
Right. I don't know. I remember him in the movie Ever After. He played a villain.
He's also the voice. If your kids watch animated shows, he is the voice of Phineas and Ferb's dad.
No.
Yes.
Way.
Yes.
No.
Yep.
I can't even process this right now.
Yep. Kyle, did he record any solo albums?
I'm looking.
Like, I don't own the Rocky Horror soundtrack, and now I have to go buy it.
I have the album, but it's just sitting in a
box.
Credenza.
What do you think? Richard O'Brien reminds me of like a Jim Steinman type guy. Like he writes that kind of.
Yeah.
Not real, but I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And Jim Steinman had Meatloaf. Like if you ain't got your Meatloaf, then who are you?
And Rocky Horror Picture Show had Meatloaf.
Yeah.
He was Eddie.
That's right.
What's your next tune, Kyle?
Oh, okay.
He doesn't say anything. I don't think he...
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
I love Miss Loretta Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is fantastic. This is You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man.
All right. I'm sorry. I told him.
No, that's all right.
I told him to fade it down. That's your job. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I wasn't cutting your song off. I was enjoying it.
No, it's good. It's fine. You don't like Loretta Lynn. I get it.
I get it. I mean, I like it. I like
it. I love her.
Who sings I Beg Your Pardon, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden? That's not Loretta Lynn, is it?
Lynn Anderson.
Yeah. How much, how heavy is your country collection being from Texas?
Not super heavy, but I do like that kind of... Those women who had those songs of, you know, anger and frustration. Mm-hmm. I love, and I saw Dolly was at the bowl.
I saw you, that you posted pictures.
Amazing. Amazing.
Did you have great seats?
We had good seats.
Were you in a box?
We were in a box. We ate their food because we couldn't get a reservation. So we ate the thing where the waiters come and they give you the food. Yeah. And it was terrific. It was terrific.
Well, then you had really good seats because Siegel and I were just in a box to see Hall & Oates for free.
Nice.
And not a good show. Daryl Hall.
Yeah,
was,
I heard that.
Something was up with Daryl Hall.
Yeah.
What's going on? He's 70, but he was acting out a little on stage.
He's 70?
I think he's going to be 70 in like a month or something. Yeah.
It's interesting to me, like as an adult now, like you didn't know how old people were back then. But like he's 70, like Gary Numan is like 50. Like it's very interesting how... You know, some of them are older than you think, and some of them are younger.
That's like when I was in college and I went to see U2, I had no idea that the guys on stage were basically my same age. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just thought, U2. I didn't think, oh, they're in their 20s.
We were trying to think, we were looking up Weird Al Yankovic at work. Like, he must have had some songs when he was 20, if not younger.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's so weird. I remember reading about Led Zeppelin when Jimmy Page saw Robert Plant perform. He was like 19 and he was like, why hasn't anyone snatched this guy up? This guy must be, you know, he's a little long in the tooth not to be at 19.
Yeah. At 19.
19.
He's on his way out.
Yeah.
Real quick. I want to thank Dave Livingston. Dave sent me a download of the unreleased Simon and Garfunkel album called Think Too Much. I don't know where you got it, Dave. But I listened to it on the way in today, and I love it. So thank you so much. It was this album was scrapped as a Simon and Garfunkel album reunion album, and Paul Simon turned it into the Hearts and Bones album.
Okay.
But definitely this album is different from Hearts and Bones. They're the same songs, but the arrangements and lyrics and stuff is different. Like I thought, oh, it's just going to be like Hearts and Bones, but I'm going to hear Garfunkel in the background. But it's really different. So thank you, Dave. I don't know where you got that from, and it almost sounds illegal that I could even listen to it.
What? But we shouldn't even be really talking about
that. Probably not. But if
he's
anyone
get
wants
in trubs.
To, if the FBI wants to contact Dave Livingston at FBI, that's their Twitter, right? Do you follow the FBI? Very funny on Twitter. All right, let's go with Todd Rundgren from his 1970. I think this is his first solo album, Runt. This is called We Gotta Get You a Woman.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, I love this song.
Leroy, boy, is that you? I thought your post-hanging days were through. Sunken eyes and full of sighs. Tell no lies. You get wise. I tell you now, we're gonna pull you through. There's only one thing. Sure, your life. We gotta get you a woman.
interesting. I know that from the Almost Famous soundtrack.
Yeah, that's a good soundtrack.
And
that's a good movie.
Also on that I didn't bring is Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, yeah. It's a good song.
I don't know why I didn't. I just didn't.
This was an easy category to find songs.
Yes.
Hard to choose, but easy to find.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're up.
My next one, that Straight Shooter album by Bad Company. Like, let's just talk about it. It's like every song is a classic. And this is Wildfire Woman.
I cannot believe how great he still can sing.
The best.
Yeah. The Voice. Isn't that what he's called?
Okay.
I think that's his nickname. I'm going to look it up.
Takes a good man, yeah, to know a good woman. I ain't so much a good man as a woman needs to love him. I'm a driving down the highway, getting closer to your love. I'm going pretty fast now, but it ain't fast enough.
Like, that satisfies. Like, that's fantastic.
Yes. And according to the internet, Paul Rogers' nickname is The Voice.
Okay.
He should sue that NBC show.
And his plastic surgeon. Right, everybody? Right, everybody?
I will say that his plastic surgery is better than Kenny Loggins' plastic surgery is.
Apparently. It's good. And to me, it kind of makes him look like Brian Boitano. Yeah. But I think Brian Boitano is handsome. So.
And Paul Rogers' body is still, he's really fit.
Yeah.
Like, when I see Bad Company, he still wears like you don't call
wife.
It. Yeah, I wasn't going to say that,
abuser.
Yeah, what do you say? There's another
tank top. Just it's
that's
a tank.
Tank
it's
top.
A.
I think they're like technically called like an A-frame T-shirt or something.
An A-frame T-shirt is now the politically correct term for a wife beater.
Ribbed white tee.
No, that's good.
Again, I have
unisex.
To say, I have to say it again, Christy. You got a little hug for Kyle. Or as we call him here, the Bushy.
Oh, gosh.
Is it your turn? I forget who just played. We start talking to you.
Hey, the FBI is a great Twitter.
They do have a good Twitter. Is it at FBI?
Yeah.
They couldn't get it. It's actually at F.
It's real FBI.
No, it was F underscore BI. Who just played?
I think I played Wildfire Woman. Maybe we talked about Brown Boys. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kyle, let's just play this. I dedicate this to you, Kyle. I don't know why this was recorded, but this is from 1966. It's from an EP called Ready, Steady, Who, and it's by The Who.
Hmm.
And this is dedicated to you, Kyle.
Why would though?
I don't know. It was an EP. They probably had like two hits on it, and then they're like, yeah, let's pad it out a little bit.
Kyle is wearing a Batman t-shirt.
And a Batman hat.
Oh, okay. I didn't recognize.
That's Batman Beyond.
Okay.
See, that's when Bruce Wayne has a heart attack and he's too old to be Batman, so he trains a young guy, Terry McGinnis.
Oh, brother.
It's a great show, isn't it? Batman Beyond
it is great.
Really great.
Oh, wait, which is the one that Diedrich Bader voices?
Oh, that's great, too.
Brave and the Bold.
Brave and the Bold.
That's what I want to get into.
That's a great one, too.
Okay, I heard it was great.
It's fun.
Okay.
But it's serious, too.
It's like a good, it's not as silly as the 66 show, but it's not like as serious as like the darker movies.
It's a nice mix.
Okay, I'm gonna get Johnny into it.
And I like the artwork in that, too.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's pretty cool.
All right.
And when I read that he was going to do the voice, I'm like, that doesn't sound like a good fit, but he does a great job.
Oh, he's so great. Yeah. I love him. All right. My next song got on my radar when it was sung in the 70s by Miss Piggy and Raquel Welch. This version is by Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Peggy Lee, and it is I'm a Woman.
Four pairs of socks and have them hanging out on the line. I can start and iron two dozen shirts before you can count from one to nine. I can scoop up a great big dipper full of lard from the drippings can. Throw the skillet, go out and do my shopping, be back before it melts in the pan. Cause I'm a woman. Scrub till this whole house is shining like a dime. Feed the baby, grease the car.
Very nice.
Come on.
Very nice.
That's good voice. Great song.
Peggy Lee. She's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Absolutely she is. In fact, I think she knew she was getting in and then like died before the actual ceremony, I think.
Something she like died that. Because she couldn't believe she was getting in. She's like, are you kidding me? I'm getting in.
And I think she was an older
lady.
Lady.
Peggy Lee.
Peggy Lee.
Flip my next two, Kyle, because I want to play this next song. I cannot believe this is 20 years old, because I remember when this album came out and Jimmy Pardo and I were so excited that Journey was back together, the classic lineup with Steve Perry, and then they didn't tour and it all fell apart. But this, I think this song was nominated for a Grammy. This is When You Love a Woman.
Terrible song, but that voice is amazing. It really transcends it.
He now 20 years ago,
I was gonna say, what's worse, that song or that album cover?
Oh, that's yeah, that's pretty terrible.
It's terrible album cover.
Oh.
Holy crap, is that a bad album cover? That was 20 years ago. He was 47.
Huh.
He's 60.
My age.
So know that when they do get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a 67-year-old Steve Perry, who has not really sang live in 30 years,
right,
is not going to sound like a 47-year-old Steve Perry. Just know that, people.
Right, right. Because he will sing, right? That will happen,
yeah.
Maybe? Okay.
I would be shocked.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, unless they choose not to perform at all, because the other vocalists are not getting in. Like, they,
no.
I recently saw a list of who, like, if Journey gets in, these are the people that are getting
in. Oh, okay. Okay.
And it's Steve Perry, it's Neil Schon, it's Greg Raleigh, it's Ross Valerie, it's Steve Smith, Ainsley Dunbar, and Jonathan Cain.
Okay.
So those are the seven that they're getting in. The other people are not getting in. But that seven is correct, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You're up.
Okay. Well, this originally recorded by Jimi Hendrix, but, you know, I have my soft spot for SRV Stevie Ray Vaughan. This is Voodoo Child, Slight Return.
Is it child or child?
Child.
Okay.
I think.
Voodoo Child.
Sublime.
Yes.
But I actually like his voice, that kind of nasally whatever.
Yeah.
I actually like it.
He's not my thing, but when I say he's not my thing, I don't say I don't like it. I don't like his voice. I don't like his playing it. There's nothing I don't like. It's just not my thing.
Pat.
Well, look, here's what's
going
to happen.
I'm so filled with disappointment right now.
Well, here's what's going to happen. If I pick up one Stevie Ray Vaughan?
You're going to own all the Stevie Ray Vaughan albums.
Now, we recorded with Mike Siegel last week, and we were talking about Graham Parker, and then you said, oh, Pat's going to own all the Graham Parker albums the next time. Now, even though that episode's not going to drop for another month, I did buy 5 Graham Parker CDs this week. So,
okay.
That's what I do. Kyle, let's flip my next two songs. I'm going to play, even though we just heard Batman by The Who. Didn't really sound like The Who. I could have told you that was anyone.
Sure.
This is from Roger Daltrey's first solo album called Daltrey. This is a song. All the songs in this album were co-written by Leo Sayer.
Really? Yeah.
And this might be a song you've never heard before. This is a song called One Man Band.
Everybody knows down Ladbroke Grove, you have to leap across the street. You can lose your life under a taxi cab. You gotta have eyes in your feet. You find a nice soft corner and you sit right down, pick up your guitar and play. And then the police come and say, move along. So you move along all day. I'm a one-man band. Nobody cares or understands. Is there anybody out there who could lend a hand to my one-man band?
Pat, I think some of these songs are a cry for help. And I'm just telling you, we're here for you. We love you.
You don't like One Man Band by Roger Daltrey? It's got that boom, boom,
boom. No, it's fine.
You like That's Leo fun. Sayer, though.
I love Leo Sayer.
And you like Roger Daltrey's voice.
I do. I liked the McVicker stuff with Russ Ballard.
That is such a great album.
Love.
All right. Well, I want to play stuff I don't think people have heard before. So okay. That would be it.
Yeah.
I saw The Who on October 6th. Roger Daltrey fell down on stage.
What happened?
He tripped over the rubber thing that covers the wires so that you don't trip on the wires.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, they made fun of themselves. He dropped the mic too. He's like, it's like, Then when they were done, Pete said, what happened? And he said, I tripped. He goes, oh, the joys of getting older. He's 72.
Yeah, he looks tremendous too.
He does look pretty great.
I mean, you started off with a good looking man, and usually the rockers, as we have discussed, the better looking ones don't age well.
Yeah.
But I think he's bucking that trend.
He's got a full head of hair that's very, it looks like Tony Bennett's toupee, but it's real.
Oh, sure.
His hair's real.
Yeah, for sure it's real.
Yeah. Love it. All right.
All right. Mark Knopfler, solo work. I don't think I played this one from the Ragpicker stream. It's Y.I. Man. This is akin to the kind of stuff he played in concert.
Okay.
We had no way of staying afloat. We had to leave on a ferry boat. Economic refugees on the run to Germany. We had the back of Maggie's hand. Times were tough in Geordie land. With tools and work and gear and humped it all from Newcastle to here.
Who's drumming on that? That's pretty great.
I don't know.
I like that.
Yeah, I like his solo stuff. They tell stories. It's nothing I can relate to, but I still enjoy kind of going to this world.
What are the stories they're telling that you can't relate to?
Well, that one. But like he does one on Sailing to Philadelphia. I know I've spoken of this, where it's Mason and Dixon, creating the Mason-Dixon line.
Okay.
I can't relate to that.
No.
I can't,
No one can.
But it's very soulful. He has a great... I know I've played some of the songs on our Dire Straits show. He has one from the point of view of a coyote that's good. One about work boots good.
Is that a children's book that he sings his written songs for? A coyote song?
No, it's good. I mean, whatever.
Did you find out who plays drums on that?
Yeah, Chad Cromwell.
Well, don't know who that is.
Shout out.
Way to go, Chad.
Yeah.
Rock in peace. Oh, no, he's not dead.
He may be.
Well, maybe.
He may be.
He's not good. Kyle, I feel like I need to get Christy back on Team Pat with my music selection.
Oh, no, I'm being silly. I'm being silly.
Grab that song from 1974, sung by the Bad Boys from Boston, from their second album, Get Your Wings.
Yeah, and please, if you would refrain from yawning during our... Kyle, I'm not here very often. Yeah. Take, you know, drink some coffee before I arrive, maybe.
Try.
Okay. I'm kidding, honey. You
perk
know
it up. He's actually much perked up. When was the last time we recorded? There was one time you were like...
Was it the Dire Straits episode?
Yeah, that one put you to sleep. I know, I understand.
It was like Weekend at Kyle's when he was here that time. Because like Weekend at Bernie's.
Sure, like, sure.
1974 from Get Your Wings, Woman of the World.
Well, she's a woman of the world, and God, she knows it. She turns my head every time she shows it. Yeah, nothing you can do, nothing you can say, no, you can try to change your way. She might be gone tomorrow, honey, say what you gotta say.
That's terrific.
That's terrific. That's when Aerosmith was great.
Yeah.
So good.
I think he's like 19 there too, by the way.
Yeah. So good. That's one of my top three favorite Aerosmith albums, Get Your Wings. Really good.
Which one in the sequence is that?
That's number two.
Okay.
And then I like Toys in the Attic, which is number three. And then I really do like Pump. I really do like 1989's Pump.
I like Permanent Vacation. I'll say it.
Permanent Vacation is a great album, too.
I really...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, good album.
Right? All right. The remainder of my songs, I'm just going to say, are very popular songs. I'm just going to say it.
That's okay.
Sometimes...
As popular as One Man Band by Roger Daltrey? A little bit more popular.
A little bit more popular. Okay. But sometimes things... There's songs you hear all the time, like maybe even every day.
Yeah.
That you're like, meh, I'm just hearing this song. It's something I hear every day. But I really want to shine a light on Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. This is...
Never heard it.
As good as rock songs get, I think, is in every way. The production, the everything about it, I think, is outstanding.
The guitar has a nice tone that I've never heard before until this song.
It's really worthy of its everything. And take it away, Sleepy Man.
It's amazing.
It's terrific.
It's classic. It's timeless. It's no one doesn't like it, I don't think.
Right. And like a lot of rock songs are great, but the lyrics are just so like nothing.
Yeah.
And yes, these are flowery and silly and fun, but I think it's a step up from like Want a Whole Lot of Love.
Yeah. It's got a nice bridge in there. Where
yes.
Do we go?
Right. So it's a little bit more than just your typical silly rock love song.
I have a Duff McKagan story from about 20 years ago when I first...
He's aged well, yes, right, everybody?
He's aged better because he stopped drinking and he got in shape. He looks better today than he ever looked in this Guns N' Roses heyday, because he was all bloated and
right.
Awful. Mm. I think one of his organs exploded or something. Check that out. You look that up.
Duff
McKagan organ
kidney
exploded.
Explosion.
Something happened that got him. Oh, this is gonna. I'm gonna die. So,
okay.
So I'm driving. First moved out here. I'm on Laurel Canyon, driving south, heading towards Ventura Boulevard, and car pulls up next to me, and I look over, and it's Duff McKagan. And he sees...
What kind of car is it?
It's something black, something sporty.
All right.
Or do you want to know what I was driving? A 95 Plymouth Neon.
Okay.
Red. So I look and I see it's Duff McKagan, and he sees that I've seen him and I recognize him. So the light turns green. He continues to go. He rolls his window down, sticks his head out the window, looks back at me while heading forward, and just gives me a big smile and nods. Yep, it's Duff McKagan. And I'm thinking, you're going to crash. You're not even looking towards the direction you're driving.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
He goes, I'm going to give this jerk a little thrill. And he did.
Just a nod of acknowledgement.
Yep. And a big smile. He looked great. What did it say?
So in 94, at the age of 30, he became gravely ill due to an acute alcohol-induced pancreatitis.
Okay.
Which caused his pancreas to swell to the size of a football and leak digestive enzymes into his body, causing third-degree burns.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
that's a wake-up call.
Wow.
The doctors told him that he would be dead within a month if he didn't stop drinking.
Yep. That's unbelievable.
I have not heard of that one.
No, he's in.
He attributes his sobriety to exercise through mountain biking and martial arts.
Yep. He's a lean, mean bass playing machine.
All right.
He also thinks that Duff Beer on The Simpsons is named after him and has received no royalties. And Matt Groening has since called that claim absurd.
Now I'm out.
What's Duff's real name? Chester McCragan.
Michael Andrew McKagan.
All right. I called him McCragan, didn't I? Stupid idiot.
It's fine.
All right. Kyle, we're going to play this song from 2015. Bump this up. These guys just killed it on Saturday Night Live like 2 weeks ago. This is from 2015. This is 21 Pilots with Message Man.
The loser hides behind
a mask of my disguise.
And who I am today
is worse than other times.
You don't know what I've done.
I'm wanted in on the run. Moment to live in the future. Release me from the present. I'm obsessing on these questions. Why I'm in denial that they tried their suicidal session. Please use discretion when you're messing with the message man. These lyrics are
I saw you give that look, Kyle, when we played 21 Pilots. Because you hate them.
I heard this song on the radio, a song on the radio, and I was like, oh, I like this. And then the more I heard of the band, the less I liked them.
I did that with, who's that band that sings I'm Amazed?
That's Paul McCartney.
No.
Maybe I'm Amazed.
Oh, who sings that song?
Kyle was going to look it up for
us. Anyway, whatever. I like that one song, but the rest of them I can't handle.
Well, 21 Pilots was one of the best concerts I've ever seen.
Really?
Yes. They unbelievable energy and the whole time just were nailing it the whole time, giving the audience what they wanted.
My Morning Jacket. And you're 100% right on that
clip. Okay.
And Kyle, what's your favorite band again?
Nine Inch Nails.
That's right. And who did you just see in concert?
Ghost.
Did any Rock Solid listeners look for you and find you?
No, but I went with Travis Kennedy,
who has co-hosted the show via donations to Smile Train.
Yes.
Because it's the only way he's allowed in here. And he's one of our recurring donors. Thank you, Travis. Okay.
All right. I'm going to hit you with a soft rock.
Oh.
The voice of Phoebe Snow is something that I really is part of my childhood.
She's no longer with us, right?
I don't know.
I think she's not. I remember her, and sorry to interrupt, but I remember her singing on Saturday Night Live, I think, with Linda Ronstadt before. I think they sang together, but
she's amazing.
Okay.
And this song was one of those that like you sing as a kid and you know, you like, but as an adult, you're like, oh, that's what's going on here.
Okay. I'm excited.
And it's fantastic. And it's called Poetry Man.
Okay. Explain it to me.
She's singing all about this guy and you know, you don't have to leave. And at the very end, she's like, And now he has to go back and see his wife.
Oh. Yeah. She's the other lady.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy.
It's really, it's a great song. It's a great song.
And is Phoebe still with us? I think she died.
She did die. She died about 5 years ago.
No, oh, what'd she die of?
She had pancreatitis.
Oh, she should have talked to McKagan.
Oh, she had a cerebral hemorrhage. Slipped into a coma and then endured bouts of blood clots, pneumonia, and congestive heart failure.
Oh,
yeah,
then
she died over a year later.
Oh.
How do you prevent having an aneurysm?
You don't. There,
you can't,
you
really.
Could, you could stand up right now and have one.
Well, why would you say that to me? I'm your uncle.
If it happens, which it might, we will have a great send off for you. Like, we will
have a great podcast. Yeah, record
I'll
a play, great episode.
I'll stand by you because that's your favorite song.
You don't like that song?
I like it. Not as much as you do.
Play When You Love a Woman from Start to Finish by Journey.
Okay.
Let's hear some 70s cheese right now.
Yeah.
I'm dedicating this to Mike Siegel because this is the type of a song he likes. This is by Cliff Richard. Let's hear Devil Woman.
Uh huh.
Since the day I saw the cat at my door, so I came into you, sweet lady, answering your mystical call. Crystal ball on the table, showing the future, the past. Same cat with them evil eyes, and I knew it was a spell she cast. She's just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman.
Some cowbell in that.
It's amazing.
It's still
it's
amazing.
So good.
I would I love the super sound of the 70s. Takes me right back to being in the Plymouth Fury 3 with AMWFBG on, and these songs were just pumping out.
So great.
I mean, so many one-hit wonders, but all are great songs.
But, you know, wasn't Cliff Richard huge in Britain? But
yes.
That was
basically it here. But no, he's got like massive, if Kyle would look it up, Cliff Richard, how many hits he has in the UK.
He's like the David Hasselhoff of Germany, right?
Yep. I love my favorite super sounds of the 70s song is Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest.
Yes, that's a good one.
And the other day I tweeted at James Gunn, who wrote and directed Galaxy of the Guardians. And I said,
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Jesus Christ.
A woman wrote that, but go on.
He co-wrote it with her, but okay. I know she wrote it. Yes. I might be having an aneurysm right now. What did I say? Galaxy of the Guardians. Yeah. What? I am out of my mind this morning with Christy. So excited for Christy to be here. I can't talk. So I tweeted at him that he definitely needs to include Dancing in the Moonlight on the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 soundtrack. And then King Harvest retweeted that, and now they're following me. King Harvest. Who knew they had Twitter?
Well, wow. And this is their time of year.
That's right. Right, Kyle.
Nice.
Good call.
What's happening? Someone
He's
died
up
of what?
Cliff Richards.
Okay.
No.
Output.
Cliff Richards is still with us.
Yes, I know. But how many what's his output in England?
This is
got like a gazillion albums.
Oh yeah, he has a ton of albums. And then
several Crownie Awards. I made that up.
The Crownies.
The Crownies.
It's not as easy to find.
Anyway. All right. No,
all right.
It's
fine. I don't know. This is fine. The journey is.
Yeah. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. What's
Speaking
your next
Speaking of
song?
Journeys. Well, the 70s. I'm staying there.
Okay.
This is Fleetwood Mac. Gold Dust Woman.
This is about cocaine.
Still.
Right. Someone's twirling, someone's twirling.
Wake up in the morning, see your sunrise.
mean, it's a stupid statement to even say that Rumors is amazing.
It's
it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, it's otherworldly. Yeah. Like, I can't even. Like,
it's when all the stars aligned and everything was just firing on all cylinders when they recorded that thing.
And they were in their 20s, right? Yeah. Like, that is just beyond me.
Yeah.
I had nothing to say to anyone in my 20s.
In your 20s?
Nothing.
But now, you're a modern woman.
Well, I'm trying.
Are those your high top sneakers of Italian design that you're wearing? What do you still look? You look like you're in a trance.
I have some Cliff Richards info.
Oh, oh good.
It's 44 studio albums.
Wow, that's
good.
A lot
night.
Of,
146 singles in the UK.
146.
14 of which went to number one.
Wow.
In the UK.
Wow.
What, do you have a list of those number ones that we would never have heard of in our life?
21 today.
Nope.
I'm 21 today. I'm 21 today.
The album.
There's a song.
Oh wait, no wait. That's an album. Hold on. But yeah, no, I don't have the list. No, of the songs, but
you should have just said no earlier on when I asked. All right, cool. Done.
It's fine.
Forget it. We're done. All right. I love. I love solo Mick Jagger. I've said it here a million times.
Oh yes, we've talked about him.
So let's hear this song from She's the Boss. I also like when Mick sings with a twang, and I like the whole. This is Hard Woman. I love it.
She's a hard woman to please, and I thought about letting her know. She's a hard lady to leave, but I thought about letting her go. She's a tough lady to leave, but I thought about it. She's a hard lady to please, yes she is.
Shut up, Kyle.
She wanted down.
I was laughing like he's listening to Dr. Demento.
I was romantic. She treated me cruelly. Where is the mercy? Where is the love? You see, passion has a funny way.
What's wrong with that?
He did sound a little funny there at one point. It got both of us,
tough
honestly.
Lady to play.
It's like someone who kind of sounds like Mick Jagger singing through a broken mic at karaoke. Just going in and out.
There's had a video to that song that was on MTV.
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember Hard Woman?
No.
Pretty sure there's a video to that.
Okay, well, that's I'll take your word for it.
I think it might be animated.
Oh, goodness. All right.
What's your next tune?
That's it.
You're done?
Fiend. Yeah, I'm... That's...
What?
That's it.
You should have told me that.
I did. I said I had 10 songs.
But,
and you said that's why I went first.
But I wasn't counting. Like, I thought you would say, this is my last song.
Well, I thought you naturally would kind of know... when that rhythmically...
Oh, yeah, this...
When 10 songs have been played your... co-host.
I'll show you this Hard Woman video when you're done. Okay. It is ridiculous.
Is it as bad as Love is Strong and You're So Sweet?
Oh, no, this is I can't even explain it to you. All right.
Okay. Well,
let's do some promoting, and then I'm going to let you, I'll name the artists, and then you can
pick.
Oh,
this is fun. All right, but if, hopefully it's not.
Pick your poison.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to name them, and then you can decide.
Okay.
You can hear Lou Reed, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Is that Young too? I can't see. It's kind of off my... No, it's Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. David Bowie, The Blue Bonnets with Kathy Valentine, friend of the show from the Go-Go's, or Carole King.
Carole King.
You know what?
I'm trying to figure out what the songs are, but I don't know that I know them.
I would have played... I'm going to tell you. I would have played Carole King as the out song if I was picking. But you can pick whoever you want.
Because I know what that song is.
Mm-hmm. It's a great song.
Yeah. So I can only pick one?
Well, we only have one playout song. We don't play out twice.
All right. Well, then I'm going to... I pick that.
Okay. So what we're not hearing is Wild Child by Lou Reed, Thursday's Child by David Bowie, Teach Your Children Well.
Mm-hmm.
By Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young, and Losing My Man by the Blue Bonnets. So we'll hear the Carole King song. But let's promote. Christy, where are you on Twitter?
I'm at Christy S. Mann, a Y and two N's,
mm-hmm.
on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Insta, just Christy Stratton.
All right. What do we find? What are you posting there? What do you put?
Things, either work things or like pretty things.
All right.
I don't overdo it with like, here's my cute kid, even though he is adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because some people have kids and that's the end all be all of their life.
Oh, or the dog pictures. Oh. Y'all, no one needs that to see that many pictures of your dog. Sorry.
I posted a cat picture on my Facebook yesterday, but that's the first one I've posted in a long time. And she had her paws in my shoes and that was pretty cute.
Okay. Well, that's artistically a beautiful photograph.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a great cat. Love that cat. We are at Kyle. You're at Kyle Dotson Funny. I'm at Pat _ Francis. We are at Rock Solid Show. Did I say something wrong again? You're giving me that look like I said something wrong.
No, everything's fine.
You are writing on Modern Family.
I am.
It's on Wednesday nights.
Yes.
8 o'clock?
I don't know. 9 o'clock. I think we follow something. Yeah.
Do you watch that Shameless? Our friend of the show, John Ross Bowie, is in
Speechless.
That.
Speechless. Oh, I hear it's great.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, there is a show called Shameless, so I understand the confusion. It's fine.
Very
Pat.
Different show.
It's a very different show.
I haven't seen it yet, but I hear it's good, and I want to check it out.
It is a very good show. It's a very good show. Thank you for bringing Modern Family back to being locked in the realistic world.
I know. Sometimes, well, we like to have fun. We like to have fun, sure. Is what I'm saying.
Sure. Families get silly.
Sure.
Sometimes you can fall off a roof and not be hurt. I don't know if that's ever happened.
Yeah, we are. It's funny. We're doing a roof thing now, and it's funny.
Okay, so we might not hear you again until the year-end issue.
Okay.
Show. Issue, do we call it an episode?
Sure.
Oh, my God, I'm going to be editing this so much. But I hope that maybe you'll be back before then.
I hope so, too.
So you let me know your schedule.
Okay.
And I will cancel any appearances by Murray, and I'll get you right in here. Murray's in the room, folks. He's here right now. So thank you again for being here. Thank you, Kyle. Did you like this topic? Was this fine?
This was fun. This, I mean, I like these songs, so great. It wasn't, you know.
Do me a favor. After the show, I want you to go, for God's sake, get a shower, clean yourself up.
I know. I honestly, it's
pretty yourself.
I'm embarrassed, but I'm among friends, so, and you don't take pictures of us anymore, mercifully.
Yeah. By the way,
that's good.
The way you look right now, you're not going to get a hug from the bushy. thank you, Christy. Thank you, Kyle. Here's Carole King from her album Wrap Around Joy. This is Jazzman. The Jazzman. Also recorded by Lisa Simpson on The Simpsons.
I thought you were going to play Natural Woman. That's funny.
Oh, my God. That is funny. Nope. Jazzman. You like Jazzman?
Yes.
Okay.
He can't see.